Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 229 tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, na vile tulisema jo, tupatie ni hizo likes jo, msikue watu wa hivyo jo. Tunatrai kutoka kwa block, sinajua?
Yeah.
Kama Brooklyn boys. Tunatrai kutoka kwa block jo. So hizo dreams bado ziko. Na apart from that, tukikuremind kuwa Rapture the Scientist Raw and Uncut 3 itakuwa go down on December 16th. Iyo itakuwa ni pale Nairobi Cinema. Early bird tickets zina go for 1500 shillings only. Tokeni mbaki mecheki joi raya isio ya kawaida, aka Rapture the Scientist, aka Dude of Nari, aka the Don,
the Don Mega himself.
Yeah, atakuwa on stage for at least 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yes, just making you laugh, najua, cracking your ribs. So make sure tumepatana December 16th, vile tumesema, Nairobi Cinema. Early bird tickets, 1500 shillings only, VIP ni 5K. Eko nene?
Yeah, of course, unaweza enda pale mook.com.
Yeah.
Mook.
Yeah.
MOOKH.
Yes,
descriptions.
Link. Yeah, link iko hapo kwa description.
Hapo and yeah, purchase yourself.
So, alafu wewe acha tubongeje vitu kadhaa zile zime happen. Of course, one of the stories that's been trending this week ni juu ya dem flani anaitwa Adriana Wanjiko. And Adriana apparently alikuwa na mse flani. I think they went out for drinks and then she passed out. Alafu after pass out, hiki mse kika end up kime mfanya the, yani kika mnajisi, najua. Because there's no other way to put it. Because hakuwa conscious, that means she could not have made any decision. Alafu, so this is the R word. The R, hii ndio crime moja ile susema kwa like the lowest humans on earth. Like the scum of earth. That's the one crime they commit, najua. This crime is right there. This crime na murder ni the same. Unajua hivyo? Because it stays with the victim forever. For the rest.
You.
Yes, for the rest of their lives. They'll have to walk around with this crime attached to them. Sindio? They'll always remember this. So kikim say, first of all, kishaji record, kikimfanya hizi vitu. So apart from kukomit, because what I try kusema, kikim say kime commit this crime and no one knows, it's still, you're still the scum wa earth. Sindio?
Yeah.
And you don't belong in any society. Now you commit that crime and you still record yourself. And apart from recording, you share that video. Because in your mind, una assume, una shame udem. Sawa, umem shame. But you yourself. Because hii raya sijuka isha arrestiwa. By the time tunafanya hii podcast, siku wanajua kama mse mwenye isha arrestiwa. Of course, demo nyewe, ile kitu ndeza sema, saizi ni, ndeza sema ni demo nafaa kwa nachekiwa. Because this is something, unajua, hii ndeza fanya mtu wata ajiumize. Yeah, so, ukisikia story kai, unafikiria jua nini?
Natu ni psychopaths. Kuna mali nilikuwa nasoma. These psychopaths, unacheki rapists. Okay, even that. So, utaka, even murderers, utakaga ka souvenir. So, nikijiona hiyo story, this someone amezoea kufanya hivyo. It's not even the first time. Na wanataka na kitu ya kuweka ndio, maybe, I don't know, who feel some certain, as in something to go back to. And you know, like in this day and age, sana sana isi hata mtu say, when you share it, because most of them do not share.
Yeah.
Au kuaga ni kitu ni investigation, maybe sometimes they get sloppy. And then they are nini, wanakuwa figured out. Because they don't share out these things. I'm not saying it's okay to record anybody. Sahi, even for dudes out there.
Yeah.
Unajua unaweza record umse, and then eyes are closed. Alafu, I turn against you because you've shared it.
Yeah.
Mimi nasema, seme tu kama ndio ifa kunaweza, but alifanya vala pia.
Yeah, but
he did something bad, and then kunini pia ni vala. Or do you just send it out?
So, hii raya, sijui kaya kwa mind yake alikuwa nafikiria he's a conqueror or something. Cause,
of course, aliona, ilikuwa ni kubrag.
Yeah.
Ni kitu aliscore.
Because mimi nataka kujua hii raya ni nani. Because first of all, tuita hiyo the R word. Like, hii raya ni rapist. Sindio? Na vile tunasemaga, like murderers na rapists ni watu wana belong, tunajua, like in jail. They don't belong anywhere. Hakufai kuwata na ati. Unachiki mpaka states walitoa the statute of limitations. Ikikam to rape. saizi mtu akibaki amecommitio crime haijalishi 50 years from now hakuna
they find new evidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now going back to this dude, so now you share this thing and I don't know, like it ended up with I think ni Edgobari pia alikuwa hapo. I don't know if you're selling it, like you have to pay a fee for you to be able to access it. So sisi of course sisi poverty, I don't need to watch such whatever.
Nimesoma two story.
Yeah.
Man. Well, someone mtu akitolewa dignity asiki to intriguing.
Yeah.
I spark excitement, so of course pia mtandao pia die and do aichagua kitu mzuri ama mbaya.
Yeah.
Cause unapata even dudes wanasema like wewe uko na hiyo video and I think it's just us from there. If kama umesikia msio yoyote ama even if you find yourself if you're looking for that thing so bad, then these are signs pia ewe. There's something that is not right.
Yeah. So
ndio. Cause kuna dude anasema ngoja nitafutie hiyo kitu jo.
So nataka kuishare nilichotose. Kuna mpaka watu wana review. Kuna a certain level of perversion ile mtu afai kuwa nayo. Alafu hii pia ina go back to ile nini. Kuna story moja ile Musa Maga. Kitu nachukia jo hii world mpya saa hizi. World mpya saa hizi imefanya madem wana anza ku trust men more than girls used to be back in the days. Mamadha zetu walikuwa gana a certain level of distrust. Ile walikuwa na pass to watu yuao, aka sasa ma sister zetu. Ilikuwa hata ukiongea na mwanaume utapata mimba. Ukifanya nini utapata mimba. Okay. So madem walikuwa gana.
Because they grew up knowing women are hard to get.
Yeah. Squeezy, yeah. Madem wakadanganywa, wakokaa sisi, alafu, I think wakabaki wame put their guard down. Now this has nothing to do with Adriana. Of course, kile Adriana alifanyiwa, of course, ni vile tumesema the scum of the earth. And you know, nasema tu story because na feel kama demo anafaa ku go back to that old school mindset of I don't trust anyone.
Yeah.
Mateki. And before I end pahali, you I don't trust anyone, inamaanisha hata drinks zake. Mu understanding dema ki kabla zoya na raya fulani, mu understand dema kishia na beste yake. Unajua? Akuta na beste yake, as long as pia nakupatia the freedom to leave them, that's okay. And not pay for their drinks and just go away. That's okay. Si ndio? But sasa niko nasema imefika hiyo level ile mademo amekuwa so comfortable wakisema what a man can do, a woman can do, that wameanza put down their guard. And with that kuna kama vitu kama hizi. Na sisemi vile watu waseme na victim blame. Nasema tu ile reality ya saa hizi that the scum of the earth still exists. Not, and this cannot be taught. Kuna watu mnaonaga online wakisema atijui men teach your sons. You can never teach this. No one told me that rape was wrong. I just knew. Najua. Hakuna mtu alikuambia. Kuna zile crime si lazima uambie. Unajua hapo maybe ndio mko sana na stories za religion za the 10 commandments. Hakuna mtu anafaa kuambia do not kill. It should just be in you, do not kill. Hawa jarahis takwa like oh, a society cannot survive without religion. Kwa like religion unajua has survived with us for barely 100 years. We existed before that. Hatukuwa na hizi commandments and we used to live. Najua. We never used to atinini. Wasome dedisha wase wengi kabisa kwa hii world na kwa gani walami. So, but sasa tukigo back to yo, vile nasema. So, hiki tusha happen, yo dem. So now the only thing is we start hoping that, I don't know how one is I handle sasa. Because I don't know if she's Twitter famous. Because also I don't know her. Me, this is the first time nimesikia juu yake.
From the, yeah, from his articles in a circulate in a kanika. In a kusuggestia ni mtu amekuwa around.
Yeah.
Kwa scene, yeah. So,
yeah.
It's unfortunate for her.
Tracing the dude should not be hard.
It should not be hard. Because when I say money, alleged ni boyfriend.
Okay. He needs to go to jail. Go to jail forever. Yeah, forever. Najua. Just throw away the key. Because he committed so many crimes. Number one, ilikuwa ni yo. First of all, ilikuwa ni rape. Sindio? Number two, ilikuwa ni sodomy. Najua hivyo? Najua, that's also a crime in its own
way. Yeah.
Alafu number 3 ilikuwa hiyo revenge porn, hiyo like filming. So hiyo inaitwa revenge. Number four, misuse of a computer. So you're like spreading it. That's missing. Mm. This person has committed so many crimes with that they should be jailed for life. Alafu ikuwe funzo kwa wengine. Alafu hizi ndio crimes ile musemaga ukienda kotini haufai kukubaliwa kuficha sura. Make sure tunakuona. That's why itakuwa lesson to everyone else who's free.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hope dudes learn, because this is not even the first time.
And won't be the last.
And won't be, sadly, won't be the last. Utapatatura yaingine to back it. Because, you know, ukichukua tu simu with the aim of defaming someone. Mm. Siyo ndio naita? Misuse of a computer.
Yeah, misuse of a computer, yes.
Unajua, wanaweza fikiria ni maybe lacking IT skills.
Mm.
But if you take someone, even, ata si, you don't even need to take nudes, as I'm saying. Even abusing someone, sindio?
Abusing, what do you mean?
Like, kama uko unamshow ukimtukana, like, ako kwa nini, and then you spread it.
Okay, Kenya kuna kuwaga na hizo vitu zile watu nini wajuyazo, but mi verbal, mi sina shida na, nitusi tu kwa nataka kunitusi. Hiyo, kuexpose nudity ya mtu, kumfanyia the big R word, hizo vitu zote, inamaanisha tu you don't belong here. Na sisi pia, out of curiosity yetu tunafaa ku, because the more tuna spread the video, the more we are doing more harm to the girl. As much as this dude might end up going to jail, because this is still Kenya, so there's a probability he might get away with it. Najua. So, you never know. It's a story. Alafu, still tuki stick na stories hiyo like stupid lovers, eh? Lazima tuende kwa history ingine. Kuna raya fulani itwa Naftali Kinothia. Kwa watu waijui, Naftali Kinothia ni yule raya iliendaga, sorry, masaidza Moi University, kaba kimededisha dem fulani kwa naituwa Ivy Wangeshi. This was back in the year 2019. It's been 4 years now. So ikikifala kwa kinasema, ati demonyali kikata. Majua, vitu zingine ziyo mwishinda kwa nazo. Yani, hafu jino kituna ni uthina, all these masculinity coaches I see online, wanafundishaga men to be weak, wakifikiria wanafundisha to be strong. The number one thing a man must get used to ni rejection.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing lazima get used to. The number two thing you must get used to ni, if you are weak, mademo ratumia doa yako na wasikupatie kitu yoyote.
Yeah.
Get used to that. Alafu, you know what you are going to be? Kuna mafala atakuita lambistic, but you'll always be free. And with freedom, you'll get the woman that you want.
Yeah.
But kama una believe dem haezi kula pesa yako, inamaanisha utaenda up jela. Nionche wewe ni mjinga. Unaenda up jela juu ya 20k, 30k. Freedom is nini? Saizi mtu akwambia ni aje, naenda kukupatia 1 billion shillings. But from now henceforth, kwa na hiyo 1 billion, lakini lazima uishi kamiti for the rest of your life. Utachukua hiyo 1 billion.
No, zi.
Because it's useless.
Because where you need money to spend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get the joy of money, is spending it.
Yeah. So if Allah inasema,
I don't want to spend time.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to do. So yeah. If Allah inasema, ati udemali reject. Ikifala pia ni inafaa kwa tu life sentence. Alafu wasi, unajua kilichapa kwa mob justice, na hii mob justice ni kai kushika.
Hata hakuna traces, because unachoki, ni tu dent kiasi, kaska kiasi, kwa right side.
Yeah.
Ya kichwa. Alifungwa miaka ngapi?
Kazi itakuwa sentenced on November 22nd.
November 27. Oh, he just found guilty, so.
Yeah, but sasa mchiki hizi pia ndo zinakaa mistakes za Koome. Koome anataka tutoe a life sentence to reduce to 30 years. Such scam should never come out.
Nuzi.
Kuzi fala iki come out, by the time ina come out kaskorong itakuwa early 60s. He can still commit that.
He can still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rusha uko ndani kabisa ipotele.
Because jailer, you don't know kama itam change.
Yeah.
Unaweza enda pale uchange ama uadapt. Unajua kuna raia zio enda kule zinaona hii, by the way.
Yeah.
I should have been here years ago.
So,
30 years, kama ni hiyo region ya nini, Koome anasema, 30 years ni kidogo sana.
30 years ni kidogo.
Because, unajua tu ukiwa 18, and you commit murder.
Ati by 48.
Na tena ni 30 years ni zanyo na count day and night.
Kenya at some point they start counting day and night. Nani tuambia ni after ni 10 years ama after what? Ni after a certain period. Nuka nani ule Shakur, ule Karawa kituambia. At some point they start counting. Mafalaka hizi zifalikutoka.
Suna pataraiki wa 37. Ako back.
Yeah.
And now sasa. And he's going to commit again. Yeah. Kwa sasa yako like oh, this what got me caught, eh?
Mm.
Okay, now I've learned. Najua naweza learn lesson.
Yeah.
Ya kumchange na pia naweza learn how to not to get caught. Yes, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, but hii ni kitu ile naenda kusema jua watu wasikudanganya hapa out here kuna madem watatumia do yako.
Of
na
course.
Na hapo madem kutumia kuna madem wataku reject. Sisi tuko jo. Tu out here tume go through all that
guy all madem. Sometimes you just unaangalia tu social media wale watu wote washaiana na fear yako you guy.
Yeah.
Unaona? You unaweza kuwa mbali sana.
but you're free.
Sana sana if you're young dude between 18 and let's just say 18 and
27.
Wewe jua tu hakuna msee anakuchukulia serious. Madema achukulia ngizo raya serious. Unajua hiyo?
Yeah.
Na sana sana ukutumia ku yani kuangalia tu ku spend tu time na wewe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They si kuseto na wewe.
Alafu unajua kone za toka sijui wapi from like Uzuma sides. I think ilikuwa past Nairobi. If I'm not wrong, this dude. Unaweza angalia where he drove from. This Naftali dude. If you can
drive. I think it was Meru.
Let's even say you start from Nakuru and you're driving to LD. And at no point between Nakuru and LD do you think, you know, it's time for me to turn and go back home. Unajua? Alafu unajua ilitembea ilienda mpaka na Axe.
Yeah. Unajua?
So, hii ndio kitu nakwambia. Like, this is chikivile raya utu miangaji na Kenothia ku disrespect weak dudes. This dude is actually called Naftali Kenothia. And this dude is the most Kenothia you'll ever see. Because I'm never, me, hii life yangu yote ili nimeka hapa on earth, eh? Sijai pata dem, yuko worth more than freedom yangu. Sijai pata. Neza taka commit na yeye, but zi, yata Rihanna jo yuko worth freedom yangu. Mwini pate freedom inside, na nina, kitu kama yu hape nigina watu wengi sana, nishai pati na kasturi ele raya yangu, ili lindaga states, kapa kimededisha wife, saizi nadu, itatoka jela, alias ni 2037, ama inatoka jela, sijui, whatever, 2030. Easy to happen. So now understand, like, there's always going to be weak men. Because to me, that's a weak dude. Who don't believe, bila u dem, siwezi pata dem mwingine.
If I know breaks you.
Yeah.
You know. No, sikupendi, sikutaki.
Inafanya umekubali kuenda jela.
Yeah.
Inamaanisha wewe ni bure kabisa. Ili drive from Meru, ama?
Yeah,
but so you fala ni November 22nd, wacha tungoje to check his sentence. I wouldn't be surprised hapa Kenya if fala inza kuwa sentence after 5 years.
Drove for 300 kilometers.
From wapi to wapi? Kus 300 yo kaa ni LD. Yo si hezi kuwa nini, hezi kuwa whatever. But kumeshi ndo kuipata, wacha tuendele kuza tuwezi nini. So tukitoka hapo, wacha tuangalie story ingine. Kuna mother fulani yule amekuwa caught up na history ya Mavoko na tena Njiru. So mother yuko na two pieces of land. Na one piece of land ilikuwa ila Mavoko, ikasemekana inaoniwa na East African Portland Cement. Yes. So that piece of land is gone. Then the other piece of land iko Njiru.
Hey.
So, you know, only one of the Kirima family. So, hiyo ni ile itangwa double trouble, na hii pia ni itangwa like being unlucky, the devil just taking a multibet. So, unachikiaje?
Hiyo naona ni kama alitumia the same broker.
Yeah.
Inakaa ni hivyo, because what the probability, unajua tena ukiwa na do, do ya haraka.
Yeah.
Tuseme ni pesa ni loan umechukua. There is inakuanga msee unapatanga haraka ya kutumia hiyo do to something good before iishe.
Yeah.
And ile kitu creep up sana ni desperation. You know, you're desperate to invest, desperate to success. So probability una find, you know, and sana sana in land, when it comes to land, place ujazoea. Tuseme wewe if you're buying land Nairobi, utatafuta mse mwenye anajua, you know, places poor za Nairobi.
Yeah.
So I think she just encountered mse mwenye, you know, hakuwa na the goodwill. Yeah, akajua tu ku mwenye anajua na this whatever scammers. Kamshow hii plot na hii plot. Sana sana mimi naona ikikaa hivi.
Oh, okay. Kwa sababu anaitwa Christine Lona.
Mm.
Na inasemekana in a span of 1 week life yake yote imebaki imekuwa turned upside down,
kwa landless.
Yeah, so yeye ni a mother of four and she's amongst the 1,000 squatters wale on Monday walikuwa ordered to vacate the piece of land owned by the family of the deceased billionaire Gerishon Kirima. Vile musemaga jo, usemaga you can never go wrong with real estate until you come to Kenya.
You can go really wrong.
So hapo tunaweza sema tu pole because I don't know what to say because these things you never know.
You never know because zile vitu zinakupata tu kiwa innocent yani.
So alafu tukitoka hapo to go back to another story la ni dark kiasi na ni story na msanitwa Eric Maigo, si ndio? Sunakunga Maigo.
Yeah.
Maigo alikuwa ule mse, alikuwa naikine finance director wa Nairobi Hospital.
So alishinda akisema acting.
Uledem alimdedisha, ama alikuwa na accuse ya kumdedisha, ame plead guilty. So ame plead guilty so fast that amepatiwa time.
Afikirie.
Kwa ame plead guilty. But his story, and dizeni kwa wasejo, kuna vile nimekuwa na homa ingine mbaya, so nashinda nikisikia. Ni kama throat inani, inani itch. Inaitwa
irritating cough.
So umse, Eric Maigo, kuna vile nilika end up nikila na few things about him. Now that he's passed away, I talked to someone who watches iko nini, who was a friend, a close friend of his. Umse aniambia, they even spoke, like, they'd spoken a few days before. Adedishwe. So hata vile alidedishwa, alipigiwa simu na msana mwambia, hey buda jo, mesikia kile mefanyikia Eric. Haikuza, nini yo? Kwa jo, you never think such things can happen to a close friend. Mwambia, oh Eric amededishwa, nini. So I was asking the dude and he was saying that the Eric that he knew was not the sort of person to pick up strangers kwa barabara. Vile kuenda semekana, alipikiwa kwa barabara. So that was one thing. Another thing was, this dude was going up so fast in that corporate ladder, that truth based yake kwa nasema, like, if this was in a different country, he'd want people to look at, like, who benefits the most from umse kutoka kwa hii equation. But kitu pia alifanya nika find interesting ni umse alikuwa ga like ni rap fan big sana. So he used to be a big rap fan and he was also a producer. Like in his part time, like shatoka hosi, time ame chill tu alikuwa anatengeneza gama beats. But he had money. But that was his
so
passion
might,
project.
He might have encountered ikonini.
Alafu pia
probabilities are high. So
yeah, like another thing ilifanya nika feel guilty niko naambia whom say, like, during his days alikuwa anapenda sana ile show yangu ilikuwa inaitwa The Joint. The Joint back in the days. But unaka vile tukifanya history yake tuliangalia from ile perspective ya was he a pedo. So tukakam ku discover who dem alikuwa over 18. And then apart from that, the fact ina semekana demo nyame ame plead guilty. So nisata kujua mami nikuwa ni dem maybe alikuwa nasaidia kuosha hao kuzaja hii story ya kuosha hao pia sisi we just encourage strangers to come into
houses. We encourage help so bad without background.
Kuna kwa hizo background checks
sana sana, like, you know, you know tunangalianga like wetu msee unajua kienda upate kadem kadem kafibo tuseme tu hakako that built yani hakaezi inua vitu mob, you go for the ule mse akona juu nilisikia perfect example. Kuna dem alikuwa anasema nani kwa hosi Sunday fulani nimepeleka wife so there's a clerk there akiwa anasema no she was a nurse alikuwa anasema mimi wa Kikuyu nimeshindwa kuwa nini tena.
Kuwa
ajiri kama health helps. Afadhali wale wa huku Western wenye wame.
Na
ni cheap labor. Ulaona. So una encourage mse, you know, mse mwenye atafanya donkey work na mwenye uta use. Kwa zali kwa nasema like, unajua nataka mwenye anajua shida.
Yeah.
Yeah, kwa hiyo na complain huyu ati ni saa 4 tunawasha kula lunch. Wako na mtoi. Afadhali wale unajua wenye wanajua amezoea one meal a day, sijui what whatever.
Mm.
So yeah, in the spirit of that unapata mse anaendea tu just cheap labor na you don't know mse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because yeah, history like strangers in your house, of course, nikitupia mimi nishaifanyaga. Ile like saa zingine time wa nakuwa kuna time wife alikuwa ame travel ameenda nini. Alafu because mimi nakuwa very bad na hizi household chores. I'm always honest about that.
Mm.
So I remember just going and talking to someone and then they had to call someone to kuja kunisaidia.
Mm.
Afu nakuja pale, wameniosha vitu but nezaona nini nachukua sufuria hivi nezaona zile sembe zilikuwa hapo. So it was not even a good job. But all this time
nilikuwa na doors ama ni wale ma
asisi
mistake na day bags.
Yeah, sijaikuwa na mtu wa kulala kwa hao. Hey, zisitaka agizo. Strangers in the house na. Ilikuwa tu hiyo tu daytime. But see, if they are going to your kitchen, that means they are washing knives. They are washing. If they have some funny condition, they can steal. Na cheki. Or even they have ile story ya udema nito nani. Ecstatic. Yeah, intrusive thoughts. They have intrusive thoughts. They can still just end up, unajua, na like getting rid of you evil. So,
kuna hizi. Wamwe kuwasha everything.
Yeah, yeah. But sasa. Hii story ya Eric Maigo, I hope it go past two them because yes, she's pled guilty. Yeah?
So fast.
But what was the motive?
Because
there has to be a motive. Like Ali mdedisha jua nini. We need to find out that. Was it just personal?
Yeah.
Was it temporary insanity? Ama was it something professional? Was it associated with a job? Alafu maybe I could do the wrong time, najua. So, yeah, but rest in peace kwa mse mwenye. Alafu, interesting to find out he was like a hip-hop head. That's the most interesting like genre of music because vile waga ime connect different people at different levels. Yeah? Ata ime nikumbusha kuna interview ya Jay-Z, bado sijaikalia, but ime kuikiran masaiza US. I think Jay-Z alikachini na Gayle King and Jay-Z was asked, what's your advice if someone was offered $500,000 to either sit with you ama have dinner with you ama should they take the $500,000? Dollars? Yeah, akasema it would be stupid. Just take the $500,000. Can be like anything I can ever tell you. I've already said it on the songs. I give you like a million worth of game with four, like $11. Yeah, just buy the album.
Yeah.
So his discography, I think his whole discography plus with the state property, I think let's put it at maybe 15 albums. 15 times $15, that's $225. You still have your $499, $799, $775. Yes.
Ati nidongapi?
Nini? If I have $1,000,000, either half a million or a dinner with Jay-Z. That's 60 million Kenyan shillings.
60 million?
Yeah. And I would not even want to meet Jay-Z.
Eh?
For 60 million shillings, I don't even want to meet Jay-Z. Because Kenya, it's not even 60 million right now. Because I think at a bank, it's 143. So that's 71.5 million shillings. For 71.5 million shillings, I don't want to meet Jay-Z. Leave alone, have a dinner with him.
Yeah.
Kwenda kabisa.
Msikize tu.
For 71.5 million shillings, you know how much I could Jay-Z.
Yeah.
For 71.5 million shillings, you can pay me enough never to listen to Jay-Z again.
To wipe out.
Yes.
Like,
and I'd not miss him. I'd just be like that Karasta man somewhere in Dandora who's never listened to Jay-Z.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, cuz you kuna probability pia unaweza meet Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And you're still broke.
Mimi unajua, the way I'm a big Jay-Z fan. So unajua
I'm
a quote Jay-Z hapa na pale. One of the closest friends wa Jay-Z ni msanii wa Memphis Bleek. If you are to ask me right now if Memphis Bleek has $500,000 in the bank, I'm not 100% sure. And don't forget, this is like Jay-Z alikuwa anatuambia like just as long as I have Memphis Bleek is taken care of. I've never seen Memphis Bleek hanging out with Beyoncé.
Nimemjua saa hii kwa hii conversation.
Yeah. So, inamaanisha, Why all of a sudden do you think that you, your conversation with Jay-Z is going to make you half a million?
Mm-hmm.
When was Wangapi when you meet Kirubi?
See, I think Nani met him.
Mm.
Prezo.
Yeah. But nizile za...
Ile?
Yeah. Izo meeting waga nizile za kipumbavu. Mm-hmm. I met this, no. That dude, as soon as alienda hivo, alikusahau.
Yeah.
So it was not a meeting. And this is no disrespect to Prezo, but yeah, just Jay-Z meets like millions of people every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the only person he remembers ni Beyonce. The rest of us... Poleni jai kukohoa. But the rest of us near, by the way. So, William Mesema, for 71.5 million shillings.
You can wipe out.
I don't want to ever listen. I don't need to ever listen to another Jay-Z song.
You can even be paid to never listen to hip-hop.
Yeah. That would be painful.
That would be painful.
Never listen to hip-hop again. That would be painful. Because hip-hop plays such a big role in my life. Eh?
Mm. For 71 million.
For 71 million. I'd still consider it. I'd be a very sad dude. I'd be sad.
Mm.
I'd not enjoy that money. But Jay-Z, you understand? Like, let's talk about artists.
Jay-Z, eh?
Let's not talk about any.
The genre.
Yeah. Because, yeah, will sell out for anything. Yes, I'll sell out for anything. Because even for me, like, it come to music, the goat ni Bob Marley.
Mm.
For 71.5 million shillings, if you tell me never to listen to Bob Marley again, thank you. Man, I'll take it because I have a kid to take care of. Bob, I love you. I've listened to you enough. I've been on this earth for a very long time. I've listened to you enough. Let's nini. But, of course, I'll miss Bob more than I'll miss Jay-Z.
Mm.
And nasema hivi kama say, watu wangoji podcast wanajuaga, I've always rated Jay-Z higher than Nas, which for other people inakuaga like blasphemy. But Mufi like Nas, he's like, can't make good albums. Like Nas albums are there like, ugh. So yeah, but your debate at least yeye mwenyewe alisema chukua pesa usikue mjinga. Do you want a dinner with Jay-Z? Because in contact party example, I was a radio presenter, sindio?
Yeah.
So as a radio presenter, I worked in different places. I worked in Royal Media, and nikiwa Royal Media kuna vile niliwahi meet, niliwahi kuwa kwa the same room na SK Masharia, billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Did that help me in any way?
Okay, bado una Sharia you guys.
Yeah. How many presenters have worked at Capital FM?
Kibao, you guy.
And remember, SK is known to be very reserved. CK was not reserved.
Mm.
CK was out there.
Was extravagant.
Has that helped any of those presenters? Mm-mm. It's this a dinner with Jay-Z. Jay-Z akwende huko.
Mm. Actually, you'd write him a letter.
Mm.
May our paths never cross.
Yeah. What one of variety, Gisana?
You even do an advert, you guy. Because social media, our paths never cross.
Afki tu nichekesha ni uvili. So like, do you know the amount of wisdom that Jay-Z would impart? Which wisdom? Musical success, kitu moja watu sahau, luck plays a role.
Mm.
You're like, no, luck does not play a role. Luck plays a role in musical success. Mm. Jay-Z nearly quit music.
Mm.
Kama si had no life, alikuwa nenda ku quit music. Other people will argue if Biggie and Pac had stayed, Jay-Z would not be the billionaire he is today. Sindio?
Mm.
So there's a lot of factors, but luck plays a role. Mm. Were they savvy businessmen with the way walifanya Rockefeller, now the Def Jam, they kept their masters and what? Yes, they were. But luck played a role. They are better rappers than Jay-Z out there, but they'll never be known. Sindio?
Mm.
The same way, they are better footballers.
We listen to a lot of rappers, you know, who... knock Jay-Z, as in zile wako me put in.
Yeah, they are better footballers out here than Cristiano and Messi, but we'll never know them.
Never know.
That's the reality of life. They are better boxers than the best boxers you'll ever see, especially up Africa. You think ati hakuna mafala zinza tandika na vizuri kabisa, but they'll never make a single cent from it. That's the reality of life. So luck plays a role. How does luck play a role? You're good at fighting. You get born in America, you can make a career out of it. You're good at fighting, get born in Africa. Most probably you never even discover you're good at fighting. Achiki. So, where you're born, wherever. Yeah. So, I don't need a meeting with Jay-Z. I don't need a dinner with Jay-Z. If you give me $500,000, which is 71.5 million Kenyan shillings, and you told me never listen to Jay-Z again, I'll be like, thank you. Do you want me to add Beyonce there? What about Kanye West? What about the whole Rock Nation roster? Like, oh, thank you. Yes. And like,
a bonus.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, watu wasi overrate Jay-Z hapa kwendeni huko. Okay. So tukitoka hapo sasa turudi back to Kenya. Na iki come to stories za Kenya ni Kawira Mwangaza alikuwa impeached for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
This time watu wanasema she won't survive. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Kuna Mwangaza at the end of the tunnel?
No.
Really?
Mm. Kuna giza.
Yeah.
Kuna giza na nduru ya bwanake.
Mm.
So I think I accept too. I don't even want her going back.
Yeah.
Because it's not even about Yeye now.
Mm.
It's about the, you
the
know,
county.
The county.
Mm.
Our watu wa Meru.
Yeah.
Wanna lose a lot in these funny battles.
Mm.
Kama anaenda aende.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she will learn a thing or two.
Mm.
Akiwa kama ajakalia hiyo seat.
Mm.
But the fact that amekalia hiyo seat, losing power is very painful.
Yeah.
And I'm sure saa hii ashat after do za kubribe senators. See, after this ni kurudi pale kwa senate.
Yeah.
Eh? So, it's not even doing her good political wise.
Yeah.
Na sana sana as vile nimesema, it's the Meru, the all watu wa county ya Meru.
But she messed herself up.
Yeah, she messed herself up.
Let's be realistic. There's no way you become a governor and then immediately start unaanza kufanya vitu za ajabu.
Mm.
Unanga in less than 2 months people wanted to impeach her. Less than. Nakumbuka?
Mm.
She's been able to survive a whole year. And in this whole year I don't know what she did because she never won even one single MCA. She was voted out unanimously. Unacheki. Mm. Kuna watu wameitani into a gender thing akina Shiko Kihika ama ni Susan Kihika.
Mm.
They turned it into
on my best wake.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Kihika nimechikia me bring up. La today mingine aitwa nani? This one, the one who can really arch her back, what's her name?
Nani?
Millicent Omanga.
Oh, yeah.
Alafu nimecheki pia Moses Kuria alikuwa anasema that this story is because someone is trying to show dominance in central region. I felt like it was a subliminal shot at Gachagua. Kuna watu wanasema si Gachagua, walikuwa wanamaanisha Kiraito, but I don't think it's Kiraito.
Mm.
Azi walikuwa wanasema ni Lenturi.
Mm. Mithika.
Yeah, yes. So, but it all goes back to you are a governor and you get in there. You want you and your husband to be celebrities. You start wearing sijui matching vitenges. Me, the only kitenge najua ni ngoma ya nani Nviri.
Mm.
And that's where it ends. Najua.
Mm.
Yeah, ntasikiza ngoma ya Nviri. And I'm not even I'm not a public official. Yeah. So me niki wear kitenge, mina on a wife, we are allowed. Because we are not even using. Nye kitenge enyu, may do na taxpayers money. Yeah. I don't know.
Because it was even more than that. Because ni vile alikuwa anajiconduct na fellow MCAs. Kuna sema she's very arrogant. Na funny thing, surprising thing, unajua she was an independent candidate.
Yeah, yeah, and she won.
That's alikuwa amewin the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
Without even a party.
Mm.
So I don't know how she did it, because kuna vile alikuwa anasemekana ameinua jamii sana. Uko whatever she used to do uko. So but maybe kuna watu maybe wanataka they can help but they don't want to listen to anybody.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's eating her.
Mm.
Now I think to charudi back to what she used to do best.
What was she before? A governor.
Kwa to business woman.
Okay.
How
do you lose kitu kama hiyo?
Yeah, because nashindwa like ile love yote because it was unanimous. Unajua how hard it is?
Yeah.
Mount Kenya kuvotiwa na independent party.
Because
if you're an independent party candidate,
wao
ku discourage. Mpaka hata ile civic education ya mtaani unamwanga like, these people are wenye who don't have party, wakienda pale wanaweza tumika na any side.
Yeah,
the cover ama opposition.
Yeah.
Unacheki the first thing Ruto did ni kuanunua wote. And she was among them. So I don't know what changed her. Ndi watu wakamchukia all over again. So
yeah, I think the vile yena hazi yake. Waliamua kutumia that county as like their personal
Mr.
business.
Mr. Baicho.
Yeah, their personal business. They were there doing that whole celebrity thing. and then I think ile time nilisemangana hazi yake analipwa kuperform, which she denied. But apart from that, I'd reached a level where when she could not attend a function, instead of sending the deputy governor, she used to send her husband. And the deputy governor is there. And these things, you just have to know, your deputy is your greatest enemy.
That's abuse of office, yes.
Like right now, if there was an impeachment proceedings against Ruto, the person who would want that to go through would be Gachagua.
Gachagua anasema, let the law take its course. That's when you know your enemy in politics.
Yeah, like,
let the law take its course.
If Gachagua was 100% sure that an impeachment proceeding against Ruto would go through, Gachagua would be there.
Yeah.
Yes, because I don't think, according to the constitution, they are joined at the hip. No. Because kama hizi ngine zina happening, the deputy takes over. That means this one can happen, and the deputy president will take over. And you can never blame the president, because pia kuna kitu ile nasema kana like politics haina permanent enemies. That's number one. Alafu, we are not actually friends. No, you are like Gachagua and Ruto are not friends. These are just people who...
You have common interests.
Yes, they have common interests. So, Ms. Kawira Mwangaza, if I was the deputy wa Meru, I'd want to run that county. But sasa shida ya, this, the only fear I have with this is if MCAs are this powerful, they can hold you at ransom. Because if they come to you and they say they want allowances, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to give them allowances. Otherwise, they can't.
You could redirect. Because, any tactic yake ya survival, we land her kwa Senate. Because where is she going to get all that money to support, to bribe these MCAs? It will be public funds. Yeah. Now, once you misuse public funds, later, a year from now, you go back to the Senate.
So
it's good for her hata. Yeah, wacha arudi tu nyumbani.
But unless it's why bado. See, bado kuna Senate. Senate is a mwaka a second time. If she can be impeached twice, she can be saved twice.
I think she'll be the first one to face the Senate twice. And to survive. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Because imenikumbusha ile Jaluo siko nafikia inza penya. Oduol. Remember Oduol, the deputy governor wa Siaya? That dude survived. He survived after kuimpichiwa in Siaya. This dude survived. And because he's the guy who bought a 1.2 million seat. Like, his seat to Mekalia, it's not 1.2 million shillings. And this seat looks better than what he'd bought for 1.2 million shillings. And if I'm not wrong, using taxpayers' money. And this is what the problem I normally have with Africa. Like, we are so extravagant. We spend on things that make zero sense.
Yeah.
And we somehow take pride in it. Like, we all have our weaknesses where we spend on this, we spend on this, we spend on this. If I told someone that I spend like a lot of money on headphones and whatever, they'll be like, but you see, mine is not taxpayers' money. When it's taxpayers' money, poleni, it's a whole different equation. But it's something to make tukazoea. Yeah, so kuna hiyo pumbavu, but I'm hoping history yake, if she's impeached, it should be the last time. Like, aende. And if she survives, they should not impeach her. So angoje tu amalize 5 years yake alafu abaki ameishia. Sawa?
Yeah.
Tukitoka hapo, acha tuishie to the land of Abbottabad. Anja Abbottabad.
Yeah, Abbottabad is where Osama.
Yeah, Osama
met his fate.
Yes.
Just
met was his sent to a better place. Pakistan. So ukita kujua vile Africa tukwage serious. Pakistan saizi kuna vile government imeanza ku process. Ime start a process to launch 5G all over the country. So the government in Pakistan wanafikiria like with fast internet they are going to be able to grow the economy of Pakistan.
That's which is true.
Yeah, wameanza kufikiria juu how to make all the telecommunication companies work together so that every corner of Pakistan can be covered by 5G. This is something that can happen in Kenya. We have companies that struggle, like the Airtels. Majuzi tumebonga juu ya fiber. Alafu msaka andika kwa comments ati ni aje jo. Kwa nini mku mention Telkom? And I have to ask, Telkom still exists? Because there are Telkom numbers.
Telkom. Mm. I think Telkom exists.
Yeah.
So in your Jamii Telkom.
Yeah.
Ama?
I don't know. That's what someone mentioned.
I don't know.
For me, I assumed Telkom died. Nilinajua iliuzwa.
Iliuzwa na Gava, but I don't know kama it still exists. Mm. So maybe, as well as the channel hapo kwa comments.
Yeah. So kuna mtu aliandika hiyo drain kwa niya mko mention any. But yes.
In regards to?
Vile tukua tunabonga juu ya networks. But tukibonga juu ya the way I went to change my SIM card. Ended up as Ngare wa Mashamba. So we talked about all networks, but we never mentioned Telkom. So someone was like, kwa niya mja mentioned Telkom? I don't even think
I have a Telkom.
Yeah.
I think I have more Equitel numbers than Telkom.
Yeah, Equitel ni ile app ile fanya watu wanaamka asubuhi wanalia.
So
that's what Pakistan is doing. Kenya of course kumekuwa na story ya kutakuwa na free wifi and hotspots and what, but me najiamua mtu wa mobile banking, so I don't want you to give me any free network. Sitaki kulia kiibrania. Nikitendewa kiibrania, so I don't know about that. Alafu tukimalizia pia kuna story fulani ya US inasemekana kulikuwa na another mass shooting ili happen Wednesday, na watu 22 walibakiwa medeti. Alafu the gunman, by the time tuna recordi podcast, was still at large. Na cheki. And history ya US ya gun violence ni story interesting sana, because it's never going to end. Because kuna walami wana believe that kuna a race war that's coming. Unajua hivyo? So, hawako ready ku give up guns zao. Unasema? The Second Amendment. We got the constitutional right to bear arms, to flare arms whenever we fear harm. Unajua? So, So, this will always happen. The NRA, National Rifle Association, will always sponsor events. Afwa kisponsor his events, wakizi lobby this congressman and whatever, they are paid money for their campaign so that they can get reelected, and they'll always vote for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, when you think about it, you have the right to bear arms. Ilikuwa so that if the government turns and dictatorial and what, the people can take revolt, back power, you know. But now, shida ni, the US military is so advanced that there is no way. If the US military decided to commit war crimes, there is no way inezakuwa stopped. That's how they advanced it come to weapons. So easy, this story, kwa sababu ilitokea gazile siku za, kagan kamojo liko naenda unaka chapani afu na shoot papa. Alafu, so it made sense. But right now, makes zero sense. Kuna drones, kuna what. So but hiyo ndio kitu US wame nini, but sasa lazima nikuulize, ogopa unseishia states alafu kakunukie? Try to imagine you've landed alafu siku kwena mass shooting.
The first thing after some minutes before I started shooting this ndio nikona nilika come across that article and in my mind was there like, I hope there was no Kenyan, as in no disrespect to the lives lost.
Yeah
It's unfortunate, but nilijaribu kuona mseme ye, you know, I'm a win green card to go to a better place.
Yeah.
And eventually go to a much better place.
Nikuona
like this 22. Na maybe this is actually 22, naona hiyo, those are low numbers.
Yeah.
Because kuna unasikianga 40, 60. Sometimes ulikuwa naona ni like in 2 months there are like 100 people dead. Nilikuwa naona like, hey, by the way, we've been lucky, because just
zimekuwa mob sana.
If not that, ni kids. Because it might not be you, because I actually may rethink, because sana sana unapata those schools ni messed up. And you can't choose. You know, job unaweza sema, you'll be working from home. But ni hard sana usikia ati watu wako they ati schooling from school. Home. Yeah. So you have to send your kids to?
Out there.
Na we all know, parenting ya wala hami inakuanga. Alafu messed up.
Ilikuwa in a bowling mall. So kuna the school, mass shootings. Kuna hizo, sindio? But apart from hizo, kuna kaa hii. Kuna like last year I think watu wa black walishutiwa kwa supermarket. So it can happen anywhere. Kulikuwa na ile, I think, kuna at some point in Orlando, if I'm not wrong, kwa time kulikuwa na shooting kwa bar, kulikuwa like a gay bar, unajua. Nini, kulikuwa na inani ile? Kulikuwa ni, kulikuwa na rapa fulani kwa naitangwa, kwa naitua nani, kwa naitua Idea. Idea used to say what? Was it go to a gay community and open up a cock bar? What the hell did he? There's something he used to say. He used to play around with words. But hey, in a concert, this thing can happen anywhere. It's not just that he watu hiya wanini. Because at a size, kuna ule fala flani. I think it was Alex Jones. The one who was fined 1 billion shillings because when kuli happening, kuli kuna mass shooting in an elementary school. Very young kids were killed. Police kuna it was Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
This guy used to go on air every day to say that Sandy Hook didn't happen. So Joile, like, he came up with this conspiracy theory that was just something started by Democrats and liberals to fight the Second Amendment. And people used to believe him. So now he was found guilty. Alafu akambiwa, anafaa kulipa $1 billion to the victims as restitution. The guy ended up saying he's bankrupt. But koti imemwambia taka yuko bankrupt chabidi tu atoe doko kwa rasa yake, but he has to pay. Unajua? So poleni kwa wasejo, sauti yangu, hata Ian nimemwambia tunafanya hii show last minute. So we've kept it a little bit short, reason being, hii sauti yangu jo kusurvive jioni hard. I've tried to push it as much as possible. Na hope tutapatana jioni kwa live, maybe sauti itakuwa imeimprove because this has been recorded a day before. That means on Thursday, so we never know how the night is going to go. So kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, lakini pia tell a friend to tell a friend that Rapture the Scientists
at December 16th
live. 1500 shillings for early bird, 5000 shillings for VIP, sindio?
Yeah,
itakuwa a very dope show, so make sure umetokea. Alafu pia vile suse maga jo, support local talent, sindio? Alafu kwa wase wengine wala wachigi ikonini zote jo, ni very sad, kuna wase ujidi na very good shows, kama show, kama hii ya nani, anaitwa nani? Omara.
Omara, yes.
But it's like one of the least watched shows, kwa sati watu wa mjui. I think, I don't know how expensive bundles are in Kenya, that... Because now she knows like, utamisaje episode ya ikonini, just because of dream. Unafikiria sisi tunaweza tafuta mtu.
And he's
interesting.
He's an international artist.
Yeah.
He's not, he's a very dope Ugandan comedian. He's an actor.
Like it's sad.
It's sad. So yeah, just go there, watch episode 228, part 1, part 1, part 2, already out. So and if you're watching any video yetu, kama saa hii umekuki watch hii video, na sometimes usahau kuklik, just like.
Yeah, like.
Yes, and go to the previous videos and just like.
Sindio?
Yeah.
Lakini jo, usiwai fikiria tumeleta mtu na si.
We don't, anybody.
Reason mefanya nikafikiria jua bundles in Kenya ni, nime notice wale wase watchigi kila show, kila episode, wase wa diaspora, wengi. Wale utapata kwa comments like on every video. Ni wasi wa diaspora. Of course kuna Kenyan wale ni diehard wako hapa.
Yes, of course, yes.
Lakini diaspora. So nafikiria hapa Kenya lazima ikue ni bundle. So msana angalia, hivi anachikida Daniel Omara, I don't know this person.
Let me see my...
Afu anona, hapa, una interview ya, manzi wa Kibera marrying the 67-year-old. Wana mwacha ni wachiju ya. So they have to balance out the bundles. But that's a story for another day. So like, subscribe. Hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tukimalizia 229, tukisema Ekonene.